Agile teams are no longer black holes. This walkthrough demonstrates how an Agile team lead can share his team's progress with the project manager in the PMO. So I'm going to be playing two parts with this particular walkthrough. I'm going to be Jeff Hay, he's the Agile team lead, and then I'll be Lena, and she's the project manager for the PMO. So Jeff, you know, is working with this team. Typically he's working within Visual Studio and working with Team Foundation Server. He has a couple of planning workbooks here. And so he's got the product planning workbook and the iteration backlog workbook, which I have opened up down below here. And so let's start with the iteration backlog. So we can come here. Let's make sure we're refreshed. We've got all of the latest tasks and work item information that the team has been adding for this particular sprint planning session. So they're starting a sprint. They've picked off three user stories here, and they've done their planning and they've done their work breakdowns. If we look at the settings tab here, we can see the start dates for the sprint is going to start today and end in 10 days. We look at the overall capacity, and things are looking fairly well balanced. It looks like we have a little bit of reserve so we can handle some bugs. We can see load balancing across each of the team members on the sprint. So this looks good. We would go ahead and after we got done planning, we'd go ahead, go back to the iteration backlog, and we'd publish this back to TFS saying that this is what we want our project plan to be. What I've also done here is in the product planning backlog workbook, I've also added a column from the project server integration. And this is called the project server submit column. And for these iteration one features, we're going to mark these yes. So that way we can, so the team lead can share the information that his team is working on. So they get the roll up of the information that the team is working on up in project server. So he just publishes that using the normal Office integration add-in into Excel back to Team Foundation Server. So let's go see what's going on in Team Foundation Server here. So here I have a query open that is for this current iteration one. And I can look at these particular user stories. And if we do a refresh here, and we'll scroll down, we can see the changes that Jeff's made. So we can see in TFS that he has now set this field to publish with Project Server. So now we have this backend server-to-server integration between TFS and Project Server. And as opposed to where I was using the client integration where Excel is just acting as a client, in this case, Excel is just acting as a client to TFS. When we do the server-to-server integration, we actually have a sync engine that's performing the synchronization of the user stories back to Project Server, and those user stories can then be moved in this bottom-up planning scenario from the team to Project Server. Okay, so I'm going to just shrink these down here, and we'll look at each of the user stories. We can see that it has successfully submitted the request. Let's do a little refresh here, see if we've got an auto-approve yet. So, okay, so let me show you the Project Server tab. Okay, so here we also have provisioned the work item with a tab that shows you kind of the project server data for each of the user stories. And so I'm looking at each of these user stories, and I can see that not only has it been provisioned, but we've also auto-approved this data. So that's one of the settings the project manager can set that says, if I just want to see a steady flow of information from my project team, I can turn that on. Okay, so now we're going to change our focus. We can see that In the tab, not only has it published, but it's also successfully been approved. That means it's available for the project plan. And so now I'm changing my persona. I'm now Lena working in the PMO, and she's going to open up her Agile project plan. And we can see here that we have three user stories that have been added to the bottom of my project plan. So these are the ones from the planning that Jeff's team just did. So what we want to do is we want to tuck this under an iteration within the project schedule so we can kind of keep track of when Jeff's team should be finished with this work. So I'm going to select these three tasks, which are user stories in TFS, and we'll pull them up under iteration one here, and we'll increment them so that they are decrement them so that they're under iteration one. So I can see the remaining work now in iteration one is about 216 hours, and this looks good. So I'm going to go ahead and save. And you can see the save happening down here at the bottom. So the save completed successfully. Now let's go ahead and publish my project plan back to Project Server. So the team lead was working in his natural tools. Now Lena, the project manager, is working in her natural tools, and she's publishing her job from the project plan in Project Server back. So this enterprise project plan has been permitted, has been published. Okay, so now we're going to check this back in, and we'll go ahead and close out of the project client. So now the team is been doing some work now, right? So we're switching back to Jeff. His team's going to go back to the iteration backlog. They've been busy working away, and I'm just going to drag this work over here from remaining work to completed work, and I'll do the same thing for the second user story as well. Assuming that everything is kind of happening in a lump, a little artificial, but you get the idea. We can publish this back over to TFS. So now the team is showing that they've got some work done on two of these user stories in TFS. If we do a refresh here, we can also see that that we've rolled up in each of these completed work. So we can go over, we can look at the status of our work items back in TFS. If we go to the details tab in history once again, I should be able to refresh and see the new work updates. So we can see that we've moved work from the remaining work up to completed work. And it was approved by Jeff, so that looks good. And we can check the rest of our user stories here. And then, you know, whenever the project manager decides to do their work, this is already then just available for them. So all they have to do is open up the project plan, and the data is flowing right into the project plan naturally. Okay, so let's go ahead and we'll see what Lena sees when she opens up project this time. So Lena opens up project plan, gets her enterprise project plan. You can see the name of the project web access server there. Okay, and now what we see after the update is that for two of the user stories here, the work has moved from the actual work to from the remaining work over to the actual work in the project plan. And when I scroll over and look at the Gantt chart here, I should be able to see the progress in the plan. Okay, so you can see for three of these user stories during this iteration, we've made great progress. We can see where the end of the iteration is. and that we've got one user story to go. Lena's happy. Again, she saves the plan. And then to now create visibility for every for the rest of the PMO, she publishes it back to Project Server. Okay, so we see the publishing job is 0% complete here, and it's in the process of saving and publishing. So we've published successfully. So now when we're looking at within Project Server and we go to the Project Center from the web application, we can look at all of the different projects that are in flight, and we can see that there's four projects here. And if we scroll to project, we can see for our agile project plan here, we can see the progress on the work. So whereas before you'd be partway through a sprint, nobody's really talking to the team, they're kind of their own isolated unit. Now, just as they do their work and they're updating tasks, that work is flowing back up into TFS and then through Project Server integration over to the project plan and then published back for everybody in the PMO to see. So that wraps up. Agile teams are no longer black holes walkthrough, and we've been demonstrating bottom-up planning using TFS and the Project Server integration.